Roto-Grinders presents the Daily Fantasy Fix Podcast. Dan Bach talks to the biggest personalities in DFS, delivers commentary on the industry's most important topics, and gives you the advice you need to help build winning lineups.
Both the salary and the matchup are just too good. If you are not playing him in your head-to-head games, you are just going to lose.
You didn't really think we were going to get rid of that, did you?
Here's your host, the one and only Dan Bach.
Hey everybody, what's going on? I want to welcome you to the Roto Grinders Daily Fantasy Fix Podcast. We are obviously presented to you by Fantasy Draft. We hope you give them a chance to earn your daily fantasy business. Really great stuff happening at Fantasy Draft. I think their diversity in terms of the way that you build your lineups, I think that's something that's really underrated and really makes a different build than what you get at other places. And you know what? Rake free head-to-heads. If you're going to play head-to-heads, please try them over there. Save yourself some of the commission. I think you'll enjoy your experience. And if you like free stuff like this in the happy hour, guess what? Fantasy Draft is bringing that to you. So check them out. Tonight, though, we're going to talk, obviously, about the Friday night slate. Busy one. Everybody in action. But we're also going to be telling you a little bit about a new tool coming to RotoGrinders. So let's do it. And it's called ResultsDB. That's right. We basically have built a way to take the DraftKings.csvs and parse them out and give you a whole bunch of information. Because the thing that I think too often people get or kind of forget about daily fantasy is that, you know, unlike, like, if you wanted to make a comparison to poker, for example, like, you know, when the hand is over, you don't really know what your opponent has. What is it, like 80% of the time? Like, I don't know what the numbers are in terms of how often, you know, it comes down to the very end. But more times than not, unless you're watching it on TV and you have whole cams and you can see what everybody has, you're playing that game against somebody, you don't know what they have. And the only way to glean information is to end up, you know, calling them to see their cards. So daily fantasy is incredibly different in that every single day you get to see how the best players in the world play their hands. And I think too often people don't use that as a tool. They don't look at, you know, what the best players in the world are doing, how they're building their teams day in and day out. Well, this is a tool which is going to allow you to do that, and it's going to be very, very helpful for you. So basically what we're doing is we're taking the results for a day, and we're setting them up in a number of different ways. We're building you the total optimal lineup for the day and adding all the ownership for those players on the site for that day, the actual best lineup that people played that day. And then when you go down the contest, you know, you can click the link to any contest for that particular day. And it gives you the ability to kind of parse each player and their lineups out. So, you know, you could click Chipotle Attic and you can look and see, you know, his team that finished second and see the players that he had on it. Then you go users by entry count, and when you type in Chipotle Addict, you can go in and it'll give you the exposure to all the players that he had in that tournament. So you could see he had Aaron Nola in 77% of his lineups. He had Anthony Rizzo in 50% of his lineups. He had Whit Merrifield in 27% of his lineups. So you can actually kind of see how these top players are attacking GPPs, and I think it's a tool that can really help you if you want to become a GPP player. And honestly, I think that that is where the most profit is potentially going to lie in daily fantasy, and I know that's where a lot of big players have moved more away from cash and more into GPPs. It's just easier to turn a profit in GPPs than cash. And you're probably saying, Dan, how is that? Well, because you hit one big GPP and it can kind of often set you up for the year. Grinding cash games is something that takes a ton of bankroll discipline. And a handful of people who play daily fantasy day in and day out have the ability to do that. But most of us don't. And I think even some of the top players in the world probably don't. And that's why they've kind of moved more of their play over to GPPs. I know E. Hafner is a guy in particular who used to grind cash and then finally got into the GPP game, and that's where he makes his hay. So bum around that tool a little bit, and you can see all the different features that we have on it. We're also adding shout-outs to see, to give props to big wins by RotoGrinders community members. You could see the prizes won by people who are members of RG versus those who are not. And I think it's a pretty cool little tool that we put together. And the cool thing about this as well is it's just a precursor to even better things. And I don't want to jump into exactly what those are because it's not done yet. But I think it's going to really enhance, let's just put it this way, your experience both after the games, which this does, and potentially even during the game. So hint, hint, wink, wink, nod, nod. Pay attention to that down the road. But amazing job by the development team putting this together. These type of projects, too many people behind the scenes to give them all their thanks. But they put in hours and hours of work being able to put it together and put it together in an easy way for you guys to read and use. And big credit to them. We got one of the best dev teams, if not the best dev team in the business, and they're showing it once again. So good job by them. And check it out, ResultsDB. I think you'll like what you see. All right, before we get to the MLB slate for today, I want to say some thanks to our friends over at Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans, the great supporter here of The Fix. They understand that home plays a big role in your life and your family. That's why they created Rocket Mortgage. Rocket Mortgage gives you the confidence you need when it comes to buying a home, refinancing your existing home loan. It's simple, allowing you to fully understand all the details and be confident you're making the right mortgage for yourself and your family. Whether you're looking to buy your first home or your 10th, with Rocket Mortgage, you get a transparent online process, gives you the confidence to make an informed decision. It's convenient, and our trusted partners will allow you to share your financial information with Rocket Mortgage, just a touch of a button. And in addition to getting a real mortgage approval in minutes, you can even adjust the rate and length of your loan in real time to make sure you're getting the right solution for you. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, and mortgage confidently. To get started, go to rocketmortgage.com/roto. That's rocketmortgage.com/roto. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. NMLS, consumeraccess.org, number 3030. All right, let's get into it here today on this Friday night, looking at the baseball slate. We'll start with the pitchers here off the bat, and there's a handful of guys that I'm interested in. We've got Pruitt versus Tanaka, no thanks. Teheran versus Hellickson. Teheran could be interesting here against this Phillies team, but they're starting to hit the ball a little bit better. I'm probably not going there on a day where we've got a number of arms. Rockies and Nationals, we got like 90% rain throughout that entire day today, so I'm pretty sure that one is going to probably end up in a washout today. Marquez versus Tanner Roark there. Parker Bridwell versus Jay Happ today. I just hate taking pitchers versus the Angels, and I seemingly stack the Blue Jays every night and have zero to show for it, so I'm kind of off of that one. Vance Worley and Salvador Romano, I'm not playing either of those two guys. And then we finally get to some better starting pitching here. Jason Vargas against David Price. Price is kind of intriguing here at home, but the Royals have been hitting the ball really well here lately, playing some awesome baseball. So he's not a plug-and-play, especially at a salary at 10-2 tonight. It's probably going to keep me off of him on DraftKings. 9,500 on FanDuel. Potentially in play, but I think there's better starters for us on a single-pitcher site. We've got Dallas Keuchel back, and he gets Detroit here tonight. And I think Keuchel's interesting here. The problem that we don't know is how deep he's going to go into the game, and we're not getting any sort of discount on him. Minus 173 favorite today, road favorite. That's a strong number for him. But is he going to go more than five innings here tonight? And even if he does, you know, he's not a guy who pitches super deep in the games. You know, his last five starts were at six innings apiece. But he's pretty solid. You know, DraftKings points, he's, 27 DraftKings points or more in three of the five last starts, and He's a pretty consistent performer, but first game back always gets me a little bit worried. But that offense should be able to really put up some runs to give him the support. So I get Dallas Keuchel, but there's still other guys I like better. Orioles and Rangers, I wouldn't recommend using pitchers in that game. That's going to be a game we want to play bats in for sure, and we'll talk about that here in a moment. Cubs and Brewers, Jose Quintana against Brent Suter, and Cubs minus 153 favorites. I am surprised they're not bigger favorites here today. I know that, Quintana, since he's come over to the White Sox, or from the White Sox, he's pitched really, really well for the Cubs. Last three games has been on fire. I mean, this line throws me off. Like, I fully expected the Cubs and Quintana today against the Brewers to be like maybe like 180 on the road, and we're sitting at 153. Suter here on the mound's been really good in his limited number of starts in the big league level, but he's not somebody that has overwhelming stuff, and I think the Cubs can easily touch him up tonight. So this is my Vegas kind of head-scratching line of the day, and I guess the question is, do we trust Quintana versus a Brewers lineup that's, going to throw pretty much right-handed bats, all the way through that lineup at him potentially today. And it's tough because there's obviously a lot of K upside against this Brewers lineup. And with the salary we have on him today, 9,800 on DraftKings, 87 on FanDuel, I think it's going to be a hard pass for me today. I like him in maybe GPPs, but I don't really see fitting him into my cash games tonight. So that's my head scratcher. And sometimes those head scratching lines, we saw it with the Aaron Nola line the other night against Houston, and lo and behold, what do you know? Philly, scored 10 runs and shut him out. So it's not to that level, but we'll see where that line movement goes throughout the day. Indians and White Sox, Danny Salazar. Yes, please, may I have another? I'm a big fan of Danny Salazar here, and he gets the White Sox in a spot that I think he is going to pitch very, very well in, and he pitched awesome in that last start. Coming off the disabled list, 7 innings strong, only allowed 1 hit, 8 Ks. And yeah, there's a lot to like about him today. And you look at this salary, $9,500 on him, pretty desirable spot right there at a 2-to-1 favorite. I think I'm on him over a guy like Jose Quintana tonight. Next up is Robbie Ray and the Diamondbacks against the Cardinals and Michael Wacha. I think Ray is intriguing here. He and Salazar highest K rates on the slate here today. And the Ks haven't been there for him in the last two games, 4-4 apiece against Washington and Cincinnati. Today against St. Louis, I think this is a fine matchup for him. Obviously, this, St. Louis offense is nothing to really get overly excited about. They've got a K rate of 21% themselves, so kind of right down the middle. And he's just been, super solid most of the year. ERA 3.15, the Sierra pretty much in line at 3.87. Obviously gives up that hard contact at a 41% clip, which is a little bit concerning, but I'm pretty comfortable with Robbie Ray here. Obviously, is he going to get the run support? I don't know. That Arizona team, when they go on the road, they are just not a good hitting squad at all. Like a major drop off, not quite to the level of Colorado, but pretty darn close. So I'm not a huge fan of Wacha myself. So I think that there's a little bit better chance that he could get some run support today. Vegas has this pretty close, I think, on the line this morning, sitting 105 to 115. So I just like the number on Ray. I feel like, we were paying much bigger numbers for him in the past. He's at 9,400 tonight, and he was at 11-2, 10-5, 10-3, 12-3, 13-5 earlier this season. So, we're obviously getting him at the lowest price point we can. So I think he's in play on DraftKings, on FanDuel. We value the win points a little bit more over there, not a ton. But I think he's still even in play on that side. I mean, he's just got that monstrous K upside when he gets rolling. And I don't hate this matchup versus St. Louis, whose bats are just so overrated. I don't even know if they're rated. Garcia and Gossett today out there in Oakland. Going to be passing on those arms today. Montero against Ariel Miranda in Seattle. Miranda's kind of interesting on the cheap side of things here today. He's at, what, 6K on DraftKings? And, you know, 8K on FanDuel is, I think, an easy pass today. But on a two-pitcher site, you need value. I think you could do worse than Ariel Miranda. You know, he definitely has some mid-20s upside. I mean, if you look through the logs here, we got a 27 against Miami, a 25 against Cleveland, a 20 against LA, a 21 against Toronto, a 28 against the White Sox, a 39 against Tampa, and a 25 against the Angels. So he's had a number of starts where he clearly would be making value at this 6K mark. Now he has had a handful of duds, and you know the big duds are what, 0.55, negative 11, a 9, a negative 6, an 8, a 7, a 6. Those are the starts that really worry you a good bit. But I think we can endorse him as an SP2 today if you want to pay up for bats tonight against the New York Mets. I mean, there's obviously going to be a few Mets bats that I do like against a lefty today. But I think it does, you know, I don't say neutralize, but not the split-handedness that you look for guys in Conforto and certainly a guy like Jay Bruce. And, yeah, I mean, bottom of that lineup, even, you know, you take, who cares, you know, the Mets get a DH, but it's TJ Rivera, Wilmer Flores, Jose Reyes, Travis d'Arnaud, Matt Reynolds at the bottom of that order. So I'm okay with Ariel Miranda today as an SP2. Giants and Dodgers. Monster favorite for Alex Wood today, minus 300, implied run total for the Giants under 3. Yeah, Wood is probably a pretty chalky option tonight. And I almost expected the salary to be a little bit higher, 11.7 and 10K on FanDuel. I think he's a guy I'm probably going to roll out in my FanDuel lineups. And I guess 11.7 is right on par, you know, where he's been over the last four starts. Obviously put up that horrible performance against Atlanta. I don't know, not maybe Atlanta had revenge on their mind because they used to have Alex Wood. But I think he should bounce back here against San Francisco. Previous starts against them, looks like he went for 18 and 22 DraftKings points. I mean, I feel like he's an easier play on FanDuel than DraftKings because of the salary makeups. But there's a lot of value to be had on DraftKings bats today that I think we can make it work fairly easily. So I'm in on him tonight. And then the game out in San Diego, Travis Wood looking like he's going to be the starter tonight instead of Lamet against Chad Kuhl. Probably going to pass on both of these guys here today. Maybe Kuhl on the cheap side of things at 6,300 going against the Padres. And you know, obviously throws. I think he's got like the third or fourth highest miles per hour on that fastball. And, you know, he's at 6,300, you know, he's given you 15 fantasy points or more on DraftKings in 3 of 5. And the two games that didn't happen were at Chicago, at Colorado, like literally two of the worst matchups he's going to have this season. Now, he's not, impossible to get blown up. And, you know, I think the upside in a guy like Miranda is much greater. I mentioned all those starts where he was in the 20s, one start for him in the 20s, and that was the second one of the season against Boston where he went for 21. So if you give me upside between those two, it's going to be Miranda, but another possible punt for you in GPPs could be Chad Kuhl here today. All right, let's get to the bats, and I think it's going to be a pretty straightforward night for the bats. Let's start at the catcher position, though. We'll go spot by spot, and you know, I think tonight's a night where we look to the Houston catching position, whether it's Evan Gattis or Brian McCann. I like both these guys against Jordan Zimmermann, who is just not a very good pitcher this season. The K rate at an abysmal 17%. You've got an ERA of 5.8, a Sierra of over 5, and you know, just home run to fly ball at 15.2. 39% hard contact. Like, yeah, you know, 39% hard contact You know, you've got Robbie Ray at 41% hard contact, but Robbie Ray has a 30% K rate, so it kind of makes up for it a little bit. Not so much here with Jordan Zimmermann. So definitely love both catchers, McCann and Gattis, whoever would be behind the plate today. Those would be two of my top options tonight. On DraftKings, you can even get McCann under 4K today, so it's a pretty desirable spot. I'm definitely looking to go there. In terms of other options for us tonight, Gary Sanchez gets Austin Pruitt of Tampa tonight and had a home run yesterday for the Yankees. Walk-off winner, what, for Aaron Judge? Chipped his tooth in the celebration. Ouch! Brutal. But you can probably make him work, especially if you're, you know, paying down just a little bit at that position. Sanchez at 3,400 over on FanDuel is not too tough of a pill to swallow. And you know, the theme you're going to have for me today is I really like the bats out there in Texas. I mean, we got 99 degree temperatures here today with Chris Tillman and Andrew Kashner on the mound. I know Kashner's actually been a little bit better of a pitcher here as of late. Still, I'm not using him, but I really love the Texas side against Chris Tillman. So, you know, Jonathan Lucroy has been a pretty, you know, cheap option for us. What, 3.2K on DraftKings? They kind of juiced him up a little bit compared to the 2.8 that he was before. So I like that game a lot. Probably not going to Wellington Castillo against Kashner, but I suppose you could at just 3K on DraftKings. Again, to get exposure to that, get some exposure to that lineup for relatively cheap. But there's a lot of kind of cheap Baltimore bats tonight, believe it or not. Wilson Contreras against Brent Suter, for sure. 245 ISO, 395 WOBA against lefties. So really like him tonight. I'm probably not using James McCann versus Dallas Keuchel, but it's hard to overlook that 387 ISO against lefties so far this season. At 2.5K, you can get McCann at just 300 more on DraftKings. So probably not the path for me. All right, let's move on to first base. And, you know, I did say, like, I like that game. And we've got Chris Davis today, 3.8K against Andrew Kashner today, under 4. So love him today on DraftKings. On FanDuel, let's see, we've got Chris Davis sitting at 3.5 at pretty much, you know, kind of comparatively similar price point. Is he 3.5 or is he 3.1? I'm got to check this out. I think our projections page is a little bit wonky today. Yeah, I think he's 3.8K over on DraftKings tonight. So, yeah, I love me some Chris Davis in this spot. Edwin Encarnacion against Derek Holland. Holland is a guy who's probably going to give up a lot of runs today. And, again, you know, I won't say the bat's hot because – it's not quite hot, but he's got hits in four of his last five games. And, what, slugging .604 in his last 755 plate appearances against against right-handers. That's the wrong matchup there in terms of our inside edge. But I'm fine with E5 today. It's just a matter of, you know, finding the salary to make it work. Way easier to stomach over there on FanDuel at 3.8. Votto as well, 3.7K over on FanDuel against Vance Worley. Yes, just elite this season versus righties. 413 WOBA, 259 ISO. So he is going to be fitting the build pretty well. If you need value, CJ Cron of the Anaheim Angels, big bat versus left-handers, and he's moderately priced, 35 on DraftKings, 2.2 on FanDuel, and sample size is small, but he should be able to handle Jay Happ today in a ballpark bump for the bats of Anaheim, so don't mind CJ Cron tonight. And then Matt Adams against Jeremy Hellickson. Feels like Matt Adams is kind of slowed down just a little bit. Obviously got off to a wicked hot start, but don't mind this spot here against Philly. Not a bad ballpark, I believe, for the left-handed power. And Hellickson, pretty run-of-the-mill pitcher. A guy, every now and then, he'll throw together a good start, but not overwhelming stuff. So I think Matt Adams is fine in that matchup. Obviously, Gurriel for Houston, going to be on my radar tonight. And then Mike Napoli against Chris Tillman as well. So a lot of places you can go. If you're playing fantasy draft tonight, don't be afraid to roll out a handful of first basemen. All right, moving on to second base tonight. And if you're playing on fantasy draft slash DraftKings salary algorithm, I think Logan Forsyth today could be a nice play for you. Moderately priced, $3,100 over on DK. Fantasy draft, he's just at $6,000. Probably not playing him on FanDuel because he's actually more expensive there than those two sites. But against a lefty and Matt Moore, that's the handedness that he really likes to rake against. Bats in the heart of that lineup. So I like Logan Forsyth today on DraftKings and fantasy draft. Rougned Odor, why not? Go back to the well there. He's just been, too cheap and gets Chris Tillman today at home and a pretty decent exit velocity for him lately, if I've been reading the StatCast correctly. So he's a guy to look at today at just $3,000 that I do like. Value, if you're not on Ariel Miranda, TJ Rivera is going to be a cheap option for you, at least on FanDuel, at just $2,200. And then the guy who just feels too cheap is Robinson Cano tonight. He is 3.3 on FanDuel and 3.7 on DraftKings, going against a right-handed pitcher in Rafael Montero, who hadn't given up a ton of home runs, but then gave up 3 in his last start. And Seattle, pretty strong favorites in this one. So I definitely like Robinson Cano tonight over there in DK. You can fit him in, if you're one-offing, if you're loading up on pitching, he's going to fit. You try to find those guys in the 3Ks, and he's a guy who definitely is going to, fall into that category. Jose Altuve, just, rake city here for him. Just continues to kind of get it done. And he's a guy that I won't say too cheap because he's not, but if you're punting with a Ariel Miranda today, or Chad Kuhl today, he's a guy you can fit in your lineup and you probably should. Paul DeJong is another guy that a lot of people have been using, and he's $3,900 over on DraftKings, showing a lot of power there. And I believe he's second and shortstop eligible today. If you're not playing Robbie Ray, there's maybe a source of some power for you potentially tonight. All right, moving on, third base here. And, Chris Bryant, man, should have had a home run yesterday against Mike Pelfrey. I don't say should have, but nearly had a home run yesterday against Mike Pelfrey. But I don't know, against Brent Suter here. On DraftKings at $4,900, he is priced up a little bit. Cheaper on FanDuel at $3,800. So he's a good guy to look at. I mean, Justin Turner, I think leading the league in batting average, gets Matt Moore at home with a 5.45 wOBA against lefties this season. Small sample size, I do realize, but 5.45 wOBA is sick, and he's only $3,500 on FanDuel, $4,300 over on DraftKings. So certainly some third basemen who are going to pique my interest. Adrian Beltre today, really like him, 3.7. on DraftKings, 37 on FanDuel, 44 on DraftKings, and Manny Machado at $3,900 on DK. I mean, that's probably your chalk of the day on DraftKings against Andrew Cashner. $3,900 for real? So, that's a guy that you probably want to play in your cash games. But there's so many options and at third base tonight that he might not even be mega chalk today. So, we'll see. If you want to go with Evan Longoria today against Tanaka, big home run for him yesterday, but he went against CC Sabathia. All that guy does is hit home runs against CC Sabathia. But I think Alex Bregman's interesting for us today against Jordan Zimmermann. Could be a Houston bat that's like 2% owned here today. And I don't mind him. You look at him, he's got extra base hits in 3 of his last 4 games, and the game log's really impressive. And against Zimmermann, I like that offense for Houston. They could fly under the radar today with some of the injuries they've had. Ryan Healy gets Jaime Garcia, just too cheap for Healy on FanDuel at $2,400. Let's see what we got Healy over on DraftKings at. I think they probably boosted him up a little bit. Yeah, 2.8K over there, so still cheap over there on DraftKings. And I believe he does have some first base eligibility, so keep your eye on Ryan Healy tonight. Pretty high total out there in that game, higher than I would have come to expect in Oakland. All right, last spot for us on the infield is going to be the shortstop position. And Elvis Andrews somehow has become a pretty darn good, I would say power hitter, but he's, swinging the bat, hitting the gaps, finding the fence. And I don't know where this kind of came from, but he's been getting it done. You look at his last five games, he's got 3, 6, 7, 9, 10 hits there. And this is, again, 99 degree temperatures. Play guys in this game. I think you'll probably be happy that you did. Few other guys to look at. Maybe this is a spot for Troy Tulowitzki. He sucks. I just don't play him. Seems worse against lefties, but gets a righty in Bridwell today. He's only, $2,500 on FanDuel, and DraftKings, you've got him at $2,600. So I think he's in play on DraftKings if you need to punt this position, and it's obviously a spot that I am more than okay punting with. He still is not great against righties, but the WOBA is 325. The ISO's 142. Feels like a little bit better position. Again, DeJong, 411 ISO against righties. It's only 34 at-bats, so we can't even really look at that. But profiles for pretty good power and interesting option for us today there. Let's see. Kiki Hernandez, if he's in the lineup against Matt Moore, I could roll him out for sure. Looking at 3.6 over on DraftKings, pretty moderate salary there, even cheaper over on FanDuel. I think he's outfield eligible there. But give me some Kiki tonight if he cracks a lineup versus the lefty. Probably not into Corey Seager at 4.7 for us tonight. 57 or 3,700 on FanDuel is a little bit more reasonable, but I think that's a pass for me today. All right, moving on to the outfield. And some of the outfielders that we got to look at. If George Springer's back in the lineup, he should be. I like him today at just 3,800 over on FanDuel today. And keep our eye out where the batting order is for Brandon Guyer today, because he is 2.2K over on FanDuel. And that's really, really cheap for a guy who hits left-handed pitching well. And So there's a path to big bats on FanDuel if you need it, assuming he cracks the lineup. Another cheap option over there is Scottie Schebler today at 2.4 against Vance Worley. Pretty elite numbers power-wise against right-handers. 246 in that ISO for him this season. And I just love the power that he brings to you. So I'm on Cincinnati as well. Billy Hamilton, sign me up for Billy Hamilton today. See if I can't grab a price on him. It's probably up there, but again, this feels like a matchup against a pitcher who does not have, big stuff. So don't mind him today. Nomar Mazara at 3.1K, and on DraftKings in particular, you're getting really cheap, price tags on some of these guys in that matchup here. Chu is sitting at 4.3. Let me see here. I thought I saw Mazara was on the cheap in that matchup here on DraftKings. Again, here we go. Let's see. Mazara. Salaries are messed up on DK on our algorithm, so I'll have to check that out. Give it a refresh, see if it's updated here. And yeah, Mazara under 4K. Okay, initially I've seen it was like 3,100, and that was insanely cheap. But 3,900 still in play for him today against Chris Tillman. So I like that spot a good bit tonight. Let's see, a few other options for us in that outfield. Nick Williams against Teheran tonight at just 3.2. Nice value on him. And Nelson Cruz over on DraftKings. We get Nelson Cruz at 3,500 on DraftKings. I know, we love him versus lefties, but come on, Rafael Montero, just feels like a misprice there. So sign me up for him today at that number for sure. Just way too cheap over there. Andrew McCutchen, I think I'm probably not playing Pittsburgh players out there in Petco tonight.